to BizMag podcast. This is Dr. Vanita Agarwal, CEO and founder of Business Strategy eMagazine and Law Strategic Advisors. Before we start today's podcast, I will kindly request all my audience to subscribe our YouTube channel, which link is given below this video. Our today's podcast guest is Wayne Hamilton from United States. Am I right, Wayne? Or from Canada?
Canada.
Yeah, because most of our guests are either from Canada or United States. So Wayne is from Canada. Welcome, Wayne. It's our honor and pleasure to have you here as a guest speaker to enlighten our with your experts. So I will introduce Wayne in brief to our audience so that they know whom they are listening to today. As he is known as W.T. Hamilton, he is the award-winning author of The Harsh Truths and the creator of the world's first one-chapter book series. This is a new concept. He is also a speaker and business consultant and entrepreneur specialized in helping people taking their million-dollar ideas and turn them into amazing products or services. He has written a book by the name The Promise, a story about personal success, heart-centered sales, and making an irresistible offer. So Wayne, as we know, today's topic would be about your book and how you can motivate our audience when they want to start a new business. So first, you tell us about yourself in your own words to our audience. What is like your work experience, past history of work as a profession?
Yeah, so I really started out as a production manager. Started in working in a big factory, and I was managing, hiring, and firing, and scheduling around 100 people. And as that business grew, it changed. And eventually I ended up going into sales, which I didn't really have any experience in. And I had to learn the skills I had were people skills, but I had to learn how to really use that in doing sales presentations. And so I had done that for a few years. And then I had an opportunity to work for a competitor, but as a consultant and helping them with both their business management philosophies and also helping them expand their market share by going into different areas of the United States and developing their dealer network. So as I was doing that, I also started getting into writing, and I was writing books. I was learning about law of attraction. So I was writing a lot of books about how to use your mindset to build your success and enhance that. And people started asking me, because these books were, I wrote them with my mom, and they were like, her side of it was spiritual and my side of it was the practical application of using your mindset. And then people started asking me about stuff for business, because I would touch on a lot of the business, because that's what my experience is in how I use mindset for success. And so they were asking me for these books, and that's why I started writing one chapter books, which were business solutions that were only developed for one aspect of business. So each book has a solution for a different like hurdle or aspect of business. That's kind of how I transitioned through being in business and then now helping people to create business.
That's very, thoughtful, because unless business leaders start sharing their experience with others, like you are sharing through your writings and through your books, that expertise remains to them or the team which works with them. Because obviously your team members must be knowing what you are training to them indirectly or directly. But when you write a book and it reaches masses, your experience and expertise reach masses. And it benefits the youngsters or the new one-name entrepreneurs. That's a very noble thought, actually, to pen down your experiences and guide people through books. And this is a new concept, one-chapter books. Will you elaborate something about on that?
Yeah, so it came about from... I started out reading a lot of marketing books and a lot of business books, and they had like 15 chapters. and there'd be like 13 chapters I didn't really need, and there'd be one chapter that really, you know, solved the problem that I had. So I said to myself, why don't I write those kind of books that only solve one part of the business, the part that you're struggling with, and then you can move on and actually take action on what you're learning and do that. And also notice that a lot of the younger people, the younger entrepreneurs coming up, they don't have a lot of time. Like their time is, they're busy. They want little chunks of information. So I knew a one chapter book fit perfectly in what they were trying to do. And those were the people that struggle the most in trying to build a business, because they usually don't get a lot of support from their parents, because their parents want them to do something more safer and find a safer way of making income. And so they need that support coming from outside in different places that they can find it.
Yeah, this is very interesting, because you're right. If we go to the bookstore, suppose I'm traveling and I want some mini book which can help me in profession also, and it passes my time also in learning something. That small book which is pocket friendly also, I can easily keep it in my purse, not very weighty, not very heavy. And, you know, within half an hour maybe, or 15-20 minutes travel time, I just get through what I need. So it's very interesting and useful concept. So coming to your latest book, The Promise, will you please tell our audience what it is all about, how it is helpful to them if they go through it?
Yeah, so this is the book, is what it looks like. And it really goes, so I go through, there's like 7 keys to success that I talk about in the book. And then I really walk the audience or the readers through how to take your online business and start getting traffic to it, how to start doing sales pitch, but to be authentic, to figure out what it really is that makes your business work or what makes you work, and to be the real you as you present your stuff. And the book is written in a way that it's set in a seminar. So there's characters in the book and they attend this seminar, and through the seminar, through the things they're learning, that's how I give information on, you know, how to set up your book, how to set up your online business, how to attract clients to that business, and how to do sales pitches.
So you have given it, the narration is through a seminar. That's again an interesting way to present, you know, the knowledge, to make it interesting to read through.
Yeah. The whole thing is like one chapter, so it's like watching a movie where you have like just a continuous scene. That's how I wrote the book. So I had that. There's a lot of dialogue in it. So a lot of back and forth with different characters, so that you can kind of, you know, you're exploring ideas, and the person, the seminar person, the speaker, he has all the answers, but he doesn't give them right away. So he works with the audience to kind of get them thinking of what the answer could be. So I try to make it entertaining and interesting so that it's easier to understand, learn, and implement.
So can you, Wayne, share one tip from the book with our audience, so that, you know, you can have, they are more attracted to buy the book and they understand, or they are benefited from this video also. One tip from the book which you, on any of the, you know, core areas which you just told, you have explained in the book. It goes live to the audience.
Yeah. So there's 7 keys to success, and 3 of them that I talk about are, you know, you have to understand what you're doing with your money, how much money you need to start a business, how much money you need to grow a business to maintain it. Yeah, and you need skills. And you also need to be able to create opportunities. So a lot of people get hung up on the skills, and they only have so much skills. They don't know how to bring other skills in. And then they're not sure what to do when an opportunity comes. A lot of times you attract an opportunity and then you'll mess it up because you don't really know how to utilize it. So we talk a lot about that in the book, but it's really focusing on, I think a lot of people get messed up in business if they have too much money, because then they start spending money on things that they're not ready for. And they're developing a website when they haven't even really developed their product yet. things like that. So we really dive into how to avoid some of those traps and to be able to start your online business off a little bit better than other people.
So they basically want to jump at marketing before creating the product itself.
Yeah.
So people should know what we are doing in future, rather than, you know, first you have your product or service and define it, polish it with the initial steps, and then market it or place it before the people. Whether it is through email campaigns or the social media marketing or the website design, whatever, in the form of website or whatever. Yeah, you are right. Sometimes that is a very strong temptation, before. As soon as the idea is there, and website is not difficult to make nowadays. So one just want to display, I want to do this business, or I'm doing this business, and then suddenly the bubble of interest drops down. And product is there and service is nowhere, but website is there.
Yeah. Well, I've worked with people before that they had this idea and they wanted to do the website. And I said, well, let's test the idea out first. And what happened is, as they tested out the idea, they found that people were interested in a different aspect of it. And so if they had to build the website for that one thing that they thought people wanted, anything. But once they realized, oh, but people are more interested in this sub niche of what I was going to do, and they had a lot of experience in that, then we built that website around that. Just because we tested it out first, basically.
Yeah.
Yes.
Any other thing that you would like to share with our audience through this podcast?
Yeah, really, it's a lot of business is about being the real person, being the real you. And, you know, sales is building relationships. That's one of the key things that we talk about in the book, is about building relationships. Because when you're looking at, you know, you have seven different people all offering the same thing, the thing that's going to make you stand out is the relationship that you build with your audience, the relationship that you build with your client. Because once you build that relationship, that's what you're really selling them. Because the ideas, you can find them anywhere. But it's how you actually help that person get from point A to point B, from, you know, start to success. And that's what you really should be focused on selling.
And what are the basic qualities that a salesperson should possess? Apart from obviously pleasing personality, a very good way of talking to the client to put up that first impression that the clients get attracted to the product and service. You know, I meet so many sales and marketing people, and there is a lot of difference between, you know, there is a range. One person who is just into his product and service, he doesn't know how to greet people, how to meet people. And to someone who is more into, you know, attending the client before displaying the product or before talking about the product. So that way he is able to create a rapport with a client first sometimes.
Yes, yes, because you have to know what it is that the client does, and what is it that they need, what is it that they're struggling with. And you need to be able to talk about those things before you talk about your solutions. It's really, what is it that they need and what would make them feel better? So if it's a time management thing, they're struggling with time, how much better would your life be if you had more time to focus on the things that you want to do, if you didn't have to focus on so much of the hurdles that are in your business? And by asking questions like that and then finding out what their answer is, you know, you will be able to start to find out what is the pain point they really have, and then do you have the solution for it? And if you don't have the solution for it, refer them to someone that you know you work with that has that solution. That's still going to put you in a position of trust, and they're going to come to you next time for something, refer someone to you, because you're authentic, where you're not over promising on delivering, or you're not trying to do things in an area that you have no experience in.
Right. So thank you so much, Wayne, for sharing so much information on this podcast. I'm sure this podcast will be learning material for our audience, and as well as for your book, where can one buy your book? Where is it available?
So it's mainly on Amazon. This is the book here. I don't know if you can see it properly, but it's on Amazon. So if you go to Amazon, you can just type in w.t.hamilton and you'll find a list of my books. There's many, many books that I have. You'll be able to find the promise, or you can just type in the promise in W.T. Hamilton and that'll pop up. You'll be able to get that book.
Thanks once again, Wayne, for being here as our guest speaker. So I'll end this meeting now.
Okay. Thank you, Vinita.
Thank you.
And one more thing. Do you have 1 second?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah. Also, for your audience, I do have a free giveaway if they're interested on how to use the unfair advantages. So there's like 5 unfair advantages that you can use to really help build up your confidence and to help build your success. So if you go to my website, which is www.mindsetforsuccess.com, and you go to the unfair advantage tab, you can download that book for free. And if you send me an email letting me know that you found out about it from Benita's show, I will send you another gift as well.
So we will post this information in the about the video part, your website and your email, so that audience can contact you.
Thank you very much.
I have your, I think I do have your website address in the mail, but so same email can I use, which we connected?
If you use a success at my, at
me on email. So I'll just copy and paste there.
Okay.
Sure. Thank you so much. Have a nice day.
You too. Thank you, Vinita.